The Last Wolf, written by Rob Bidulph and read by Joe Jameson. For My Moon and Stars. Prologue. Tonight, the world is afraid. Shapes shift in the shadows as huge clouds sail through the darkness, jostling for position above desolate streets. Cars sit empty in the driveways of silent houses. Curtains are drawn, shutters are closed, doors are locked. A gentle wind stirs as the object of fear emerges from behind a cloud. The full moon, round, resplendent, unapologetic. Meanwhile, something is happening in Tranquility Park. Movement. There shouldn't be movement. People. There shouldn't be people. Four hooded figures, children, are moving confidently towards the deserted playground, cutting through the stillness like phantoms in the night. The moonlighters are chatting happily and laughing, as well they might, because tonight they have the whole world to themselves. Suddenly, a howl. Long and low, but rising in pitch and intensity until it fills the skies, raw, untamed, chilling. It leaves behind the echo of something wild, something ancient. The children freeze, and then scatter. And the world is afraid. The Flower Moon. Chapter 1. The Winters. Jack's winter woke with a start. His heart was racing, and his chest rose and fell with ragged gasps. He sat up, trying to make sense of the nightmare, but the tiny fragments he could remember were already slipping away. Something had been hunting him beneath a blood-red moon. That much he knew. There had been running, and there had been fear. There was also no chance of going back to sleep, so he swung his feet out from under the duvet and jumped down from the top bunk. Tentatively, he felt his way across the pitch-black room towards the window, found the small metal-beaded chain, and pulled. As he did so, the heavy moon blind began to rise, and daylight flooded the room. Jovi, his twin sister, stirred in the bottom bunk.
"What time is it?"
she asked sleepily. "Just after 6, Jax replied, looking out of the window. "Moonset."
"Did you sleep?"
asked Jovi. "Not really."
"Are you still having nightmares? It's been almost a month."
"I know, but I just can't get the sound out of my head," said Jax.
"Well, it was pretty terrifying."
Jax peered through the branches of the sycamore tree. "At least the Nighthawks haven't come after us for breaking curfew that night," he said. "Small mercies and all that."
"True,"
said Jovi, sitting up and stretching.
"I think we're in the clear."
She climbed out of bed and walked over to join her brother at the window.
"What if it was a werewolf howl?"
she asked nervously.
"I know Mimor said it was probably just a dog, but I've never heard a dog make a noise like that. Have you?"
"No," said Jax quietly. "I haven't." Chapter 2. Mimor. Jax and Jovi could hear Mimor, their grandmother, clattering about in the kitchen as she listened to the news reports on the radio.
"You're up early,"
she said as the twins walked in. She rested her spatula on the side of the sizzling pan as the room filled with the smell of bacon, and kissed them both on the forehead.
"Sit down, and I'll fetch you some breakfast."
"The economy is turning a corner, according to reports in the city this morning," said the radio newsreader dryly. "Inflation has halved, and is forecast to hit its 8% target within the next few months."
"Jax, did you get that homework done last night?"
shouted Mimor from the pantry.
Not quite," he replied. "I'll finish it later."
The old woman shook her head.